Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're getting all these people on to get as much information out. Northeast PA with everything going on with coronavirus around the area. And Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti joining us this morning, who is the new mayor of Scranton. Congratulations on that.
Well, thanks.
And on your new baby.
She is blissfully unaware of everything that's happening.
Your life must just be a whirlwind right now.
I think all of ours are, right?
So let's talk about Scranton. Let's talk about what's going on there. What's the word you want to get out to the people of Scranton?
Well, we're assessing the situation. We've been working on this for weeks from an emergency management perspective. You know, obviously it started as more of a precautionary thing, and obviously the entire world now we're kind of at a very fast clip making decisions. Of course, I'm always responsible for the public health and safety of the citizens of Scranton and of our area, but I'm also responsible for the city finances and making sure that we have enough money to put gas in the tank of those fire trucks to make sure that we have our police headquarters that is fully operational and we're able to answer all those calls. So we're having to make some difficult decisions from a budget perspective. We did have to furlough some employees, which broke my heart, but we really have to look at the medium and long term and make sure that we're prioritizing health and safety at this time. It's been a really, really rough couple of days, but like I said, for everyone. And as we look at this, you know, city governments, we're not immune. We're not any different than the business owners that are making hard calls.
Do you get more and more information? Like every couple of hours you hear something, you know, maybe more on the government or from the governor or things like that. For example, will there be, or you don't know yet, obviously, but will there be more furloughs going on?
I'm hoping not, but everything is on the table. We're trying to figure out what we need for critical functions to make sure that everything that absolutely has to happen happens. But at the end of the day, as mayor, my job is to make sure that, again, police, fire, public works, and that we're collecting taxes. Those are the main things. And so anything else that needs to be on hold will have to be on hold. We're reassessing at all times. We're in close touch with the medical community, with Geisinger and Commonwealth Health. They've been with me at my regular press conferences in the last couple of weeks. We've been in touch with our social services, with our businesses, with the faith community. That's a really important piece right now. And just trying to keep everything updated on our website, our Facebook page, and doing those press conferences to get the message out.
You guys have been doing a great job on the Facebook page. I live in Scranton, and it's also been really cool to see all of the small businesses like Electric City Bakehouse or Peculiar Slurp coming up with different ways to, obviously nobody's coming into the restaurant to sit down and eat anymore, but offer takeout and things like that and family activities. And
yeah, it's amazing. And I'm hoping that people are really thinking long term. That, you know, I myself had to, as a manager, lay some people off temporarily, but have to lay some people off. Some business owners are going to have to do that. And, you know, for everyone out there, you have to think about the longer term. You want that business to be able to open its doors again in a few weeks or a few months. Right now, we just all have to hang on and pinch our pennies and work together, get resources to each other, get those social services, apply for unemployment. What we don't want to see is businesses and organizations say, we're going to keep going for these 2 weeks and go through everything and have to close permanently. So we really have to be thinking about the medium and long term, and that's going to mean some pain. But in the meantime, you know, there's lots of fun things I think we can do online with each other. Thank goodness this is happening in 2020 and not, you know, 40 years ago when we would have really been writing each other letters. So
how tough as a new mom? I mean, your job is not a 9-to-5 job, especially now.
Yeah, it's a challenge, but my mother is here, and I know she'd like to get home to my father, but she doesn't look it, let me tell you. But she's a little older, and I really hope that she's not going to get on a plane anytime soon. So luckily for us as a household, we have her to help us, because my husband runs a business himself. He's 7 days a week at his store. So we really have a challenge, but listen, we're no different than any other family. In fact, we're so fortunate because we do have that help. So everybody out there that's looking for childcare, we're trying to get resources. We're trying to compile those resources. We've been in touch with different organizations, but right now it really is tough, and we are asking people to stay home, like we said. So as long as we stay together and stay informed, I know there's a food bank drive-through today in Scranton. Mm-hmm. The information's on our website. It's Friends of the Poor. It's out there on the website and on the Facebook page.
Thank you so much for giving us time this morning. I know you were super busy, but great job, Mayor Page. Thanks so much for doing it.
Well, listen, Doc and Jesse, I have to say, like, I basically ran for mayor so that I could be on your show. So
there you go.
It was an honor for me this morning.
You made it.
Not only here in Scranton, but I have cousins and friends across the country that love Friday 101 because of The Office.
Oh, oh, thank very
you.
Cool.
Well, thank you.
Because we're going to set some sunshine into their days across the nation.
So there you go. That is Mayor Paige Cognetti from the city of Scranton. Thanks so much for coming on. I know the Wilkes-Barre mayor, we're trying to get him on for tomorrow, and all the information of things that are happening and not happening around Northeast PA. And of course, we're keeping you up to date on the Froggy Facebook page with a whole ton of things up there.
Also at froggy101.com/coronavirus.
So it's all up there. We got it for you. And anything we can do for you, you know, by all means, call us and let us know. 1-800-570-1013. Talk to us, or you can text us at that number, your choice.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.